This semester, it's been a weird semester because I had 3 credits to finish, so I sort of forgot I was a student here half the time. But I ended up working on a series of digital prints that were sort of inspired from a gardening book that I found in a small town in Connecticut last fall. They're on this thick, awkward paper, so it's going to be like awkward to read, but I'm going to do my best. So, okay, here we go. Boys among lilies appear as suns, leaves, insects, the constant bloom. Rest here your heads, your seedy lips. Deck of old maid, amidst her victory garden, pruning hands pruning. Pert lips pursed, unreachable Venus emerged from shell untouchable. Cameo-faced, high-collared, layered lover, perfumey tasting, bitter pink blouse, ruffled pinafore pout. Boisterous confetti. Hair blown back, walking from you, turbid beauty, torment. A dozen delivered, red and exposed, hurting fists, closed lids, snapping awake. O onion flower, sender of promises, recruiter of daylight, wrap me tight, cradle me. Demeter weeping and turning her back. Winter worming, its diameter rich with rot, inches apart, 2 inches apart. The root of you in sticky ground, through me pulls a box light covering tender growth. My lady of spoilt fruit, my lady of spoilt loins, womb laid to rest, turning still from emptiness, the dizziness after spinning. My lady, my garden, woe for empty spoilt fruit, seeds drying and dying, the core rotted like bones. My child, my son, my spilt son, my bed, my mind, my head. The eyes of the ladies leaning, looking, waiting, spoilt, cast down upon them blue, cast down upon them hazel or brown, sweet maids in waiting for fruit. Just daughters and daughters, trees sprung from trees, branches from branches. If no fruit, then nothing. If nothing, then nothing at all. If trees, then naked limbs suspended, dangerously far into the sky. If suspended, then hung by neck or mouth or tongue. And now I'm going to read a couple of my little 2-inch poems from the book that Mary and Liz made for me this past semester. Eat and be fed. Burdened air, barren honeybee, queen full of hollow bee bodies, bleached born hives, shaking fire in paradise, spoke the serpent, eat. Spoke she, I will eat, eat and be fed. Decode this language of joy. It is sliced wide open, the energy of evil knowing. Body spoke, eat and enjoy. Mind spoke, I shall not eat. Starvation reigns in her bones. The stuck-on shadow of Eve, of evening. The queen, she resides inside, and inside her the mass of honey harvest. Birth spoke, live, living spoke, nothing. Sling. Oh, you're ugly, and you're beautiful, full of quiet and contempt and even fear, odd. Fear even, fear, your freezing house. Your eyes with no color, the color of glass, and me 3 feet to your 10 feet, O Goliath. O Goliath, can never love enough, can never enough. I made my own slingshot to bring you down. I made my demands, you grew taller, and now I live by a lake, frozen by the lake I live, vile, veil. Couldn't find a place soft enough to sleep. You're ugly, you're ugly, you're recurrent ugly. Shot. I shopped diligently for sheets. I submerged beneath prices and patterns until I didn't care anymore. They're only sheets. Then spring was upon us, our lovely burden we willingly carry, so I left you along in your street, because what was I supposed to do? I lost the flowers somewhere between the airport and your front door. I took one home but snapped it apart later in order to fit in the trash can. What can you hope to accomplish with a dead rose anyway? It just sucks up light. Woods. The setting for Hansel and Gretel. Kicked out of the house. Those wandering children from grim imagination. The witch tried to make them fat and full of meat, obese. Hansel in the corner, Gretel with her Heidi braids, Greaves all for a snack, she thinks. The birds ate the breadcrumbs, and the father cowers to the stepmother, who controls the wind, the orbit of the very earth, the heat of the sun. Oh, these man-eating witches, evil, the lonely women in the house, candy house, waiting to catch the rats in the trap. Poor Gretel starts to cry. Hansel's lederhosen expand and stretch and snap. A hunger strike never occurred to him. And Gretel begins to cry. In the woods, the birds have run out of crumbs and start in on the house and the eyes of each other. Somewhere in the woods, the father circles around himself. The wife poisons his porridge back home, and Gretel is crying, till she pushes the old woman into the oven and hears the sound of crackling and flesh and the smell of meat. She watches the slow burn. For how long? And how long this screaming? Her brother, free from his chains, stands at her side, and they laugh, laugh, laugh at the sound of every snap, the stinking sinew of hair and bone, and they laugh until the father finds them. The stepmother has died of hysteria, stomping so hard that she fell beneath the ground. Hansel loses all the fat meat on him and grows up with big woodcutter muscles. Gretel cries softly at night and becomes old fast, picks dead insects off flypaper one by one and swallows them whole. Comment upon bumping into an old friend. The echoes are in pen. The mess belongs to me. Tender mercy. Kind words set aside on the idle sill. Hello, stranger. The quiet, impossible stare. The quiet, impossible snare. Long time no see. I predicted this ripening candlelight, this time of lilacs. I am aimed at you. The Rubik's Cube in your hand. The crossword puzzle memorized by your fingers, done in pen. Long time no see. Your tremor aimed in my direction. How long has it been now, gentle Medea? The rinds of your tender, tender mercy in rings around your feet, orange and bitter, blames like flames. And dear me, it's been so long.